Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 1st, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording in Jacksonville, Florida. Google fixed an interesting authentication bypass vulnerability in YouTube that could be used to delete arbitrary videos. The vulnerability was found by Camille Hismatullin when he investigated requests made by the Android app YouTube Creator Studio, which uses the YouTube API. The API trusted the client's authentication and complied with requests to delete videos, even if the video was not owned by the user. Now, the reason this hasn't really been turned out to be a huge problem before is that the application itself wouldn't really show the user, offer the user a video to delete, but of course any request can be sent to the API, so in some ways they were here relying on client-side validation. Security company NetReSec published additional details about the use of the Chinese firewall to attack websites. Apparently, the same attack that was used to cripple GitHub was used before to attack CrateFire.org, a site tracking the Chinese firewall and, of course, also offering solutions to bypass it. NetReSec also shows how the malicious JavaScript is returned with a different time to live. So if you look at the TCP packets that come back from Baidu.com, usually they have a different TTL than the ones that were apparently being injected or the responses that were malicious. So apparently a different server is delivering the malicious responses than the one that delivers the normal responses. Of course, both resolve to the same URL. The domains involved are Baidu.com and BaiduStatic.com. You can, of course, prevent some of this problem by just blocking these domains. There are multiple host names, however, under these domains that are being used. And if you have to work with Chinese websites, then probably you can't fully block Baidu.com. Would be kind of like blocking Google for a lot of English language websites. Kaspersky is warning that cryptocurrency blockchains can be used to hide sensitive information and to control botnets. At this point, however, no botnet has been spotted to take advantage of this technique, so this is really more speculation, but the blockchain does contain unused space that could be used to hide arbitrary data. And Checkpoint shows that the advanced persistent threat is certainly going mainstream, and a relatively small country like Lebanon is now being accused of taking part in offensive cyber operations. The volatile cedar malware, as Checkpoint calls it, has all the traits of what usually identifies advanced persistent threats. It did come as a spear phishing attack, and it consistently monitors antivirus signatures to ensure that it's not detected. And it's also careful about not using too many resources on the infected system to not arouse the suspicion of an administrator. The network traffic, however, I don't think is all that great obfuscated. It uses port 443, so with that probably trying to bypass some HTTP proxies because they often don't inspect SSL. However, the payload is actually not encrypted using SSL. Instead, it looks like it's just a base64 encoded. So unencrypted traffic on port 443 may raise some alerts. When it comes to attribution in this case, it's mostly via the location of the command control servers and WHOIS records. The command and control servers were hosted in Lebanon at an ISP that's really not known for hosting malicious sites, and also those specific command control servers were not used by any other botnet. Now, according to Checkpoint, during a brief period of time, the WHOIS privacy was disabled for one of the domains involved, and it pointed to a Lebanese contact. Of course, this could still all be faked. Not sure how well the attribution is established here. Usually, I like to see something about, you know, who was attacked and why, for example, the Lebanese would like to attack this particular entity. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.